Welcome to the Penguin Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tate. Along with me, as always, Nick LaCapo. Nick, how you doing?
Yeah, just staring out the window, watching this skyrise being built slowly, floor by floor, day by day, as I edit magic demos for all of you.
Sounds like a terrible life, Nick.
It's not so bad. It's not so bad. I don't have to light myself here at this window, which is nice.
That's excellent.
Yes.
Well, this week, I think we need to talk about the Penguin Magic Awards, the 2023 Penguin Magic Awards.
Yes. Is this the third?
I think it's third.
You'd think we would know. I feel like we just edited the first one like last week. So, this is exciting.
Yeah, because we didn't think it was going to happen this year.
No, did not. Mainly because of some things that have changed. Mm-hmm. Within Penguin, most notably the lecture of the year is really no longer a thing because there was no lectures in 2023. So I wasn't quite sure, but some other people here internally wanted to take it over, which is good because if people didn't know, it was Josh, you and me who produced it the last couple times.
Yeah.
And it was a monster undertaking. So, not that I wanted it to go away, but unfortunately, if we did it at all this year, I was thinking we would honestly just do Trick of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
But that's changed.
And I've gotten a lot of questions on Instagram that I thought we would kind of address in the podcast. And the major one was, hey, what's going on with the P3 Trick of the Year and the Download of the Year? And what basically happened was we said, let's just go with categories this year. And the nominations were based on sales data because we have access to that pretty readily. And that way we were saying, what is the most popular trick based on what people were buying and the buzz around it. And so the barrier for entry was it has to be sold on Penguin. And that means almost everything was up for grabs, right?
Yeah, just about everything. The only things that wouldn't be are just kind of tricks that got sold exclusively to different shops or things that were produced by different shops that we don't carry, but we carry almost all of it. But also it's not just sales data. It's mm-hmm. also based on the reviews.
Yes. Yeah.
So it can't be like a dud of a trick that everybody bought, something like that. But
yeah,
I mean, it's, as you mentioned before, you've mentioned it many times before, but it's pretty open and transparent about what is on this list. And your vote does matter. Mm-hmm. It really does. We look at all of it. So you're going to want to vote because voting's up, right?
Yep. We're recording on a Tuesday. This will go out Thursday. Voting will still be up. If you go to penguinmagic.com in the upper left-hand side of the website, there's a little box that says Penguin Magic Awards 2023. Vote now, I think. Yeah, vote now. Click on that and it'll take you right to a list that we are going to use to break down all of the different things. So
that is true. Yeah. And we have a list here.
Yeah, let's get into it. So we're just going to go right down the list the way it exists on the website. And I think it's alphabetical order, so it's a sort of no particular order thing. And the first category is Book of the Year, which is one of my favorite categories because I love, I work on the books here at Penguin and I'm always getting new books. And we start off the nominees with Letters from Juan, which was a really crazy project.
Six books from Juan Tamariz last year. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. I should have grabbed them. I got them right here on my shelf. But they're just little notes. About 3 to 4 tricks in each notebook. There's six of them. I can't believe we got new books from Juan Tamariz last year. It's crazy. And
there's some great material in there too. I mean,
stuff
he's been holding close to the vest, which is You think that you've seen every Juan Tamariz trick, and then he just comes out with, oh, yeah, I've been doing this for 30 years and never told anyone. Check it out.
Yeah, it's a fun premise. He's got a cabinet of secrets that he's kept his whole life. They're close-up things. He never really had a spot for them, and now he's just kind of sharing them. They're all shared from, other past masters as well. There's things from Fred Capps and Di Vernon and all sorts of stuff in there. So it's very cool. Very, very cool series. I feel like almost flew under the radar last year.
Yeah. I do too. It's funny because I think that We expected when the first one came out at Blackpool last year for it to just sort of fly off the shelves, and everyone came up and went, "Oh yeah, I've got that." Like there was a hungry buzz for it, but it was just like I think so many people got it and just enjoyed it. It was some good stuff.
Yeah.
And then next down on the list is Parallax by Max Maven, which is I haven't read this. Have you?
No. I mean, I know what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I've read some of it because these are all essays that appeared in Magic Magazine. It's kind of like a just a collaboration of all that stuff so that you have it in one place. So it's a lot of just thought-provoking essays on magic from Max. So, and you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that have probably never read anything like that. You know, this I remember when I first discovered like magic theory,
Yeah.
and it can be a giant rabbit hole if you do. So, obviously, this is incredible. It's oh, I have the details here. 208 pages of just all Max Maven essays.
Yeah. And what's also interesting is that it's on magic related topics, but also on non-magic related topics. And I like to think that I got to be friendly with Max Maven. I wouldn't say that we were like the closest friends in the world, but I had a number of interesting conversations with him and got to interview him once at the at a Max event. And he just thought so deeply about not just magic, but the entire world around him. And so getting any of those, things is just it's so special that we get to have those
Yeah.
thoughts about Max.
It's just a great thing to have handy if you want to just, you know, just tickle your brain a little bit with some magic knowledge that's not trick related. You pick that up anytime, just read through it. It's one of those you open to any page and you're just going to start reading a short essay about magic from Max. So like I'm glad it exists for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Moving down the list is this one I don't own, but I've thumbed through at other people's houses, and it's Slightly Absurd by Charlie Fry. This was published by Squash Publishing. So Gabe over there at Squash Publishing, he's the same cat behind the Nick Daffat book and a number of other really interesting things that have come out. But this book is full of incredible stuff.
It's Charlie Fry, so I mean, Charlie Fry is one of those performers that I think everybody remembers the first time you see him, because he's one of one. There's nobody else like him, and he's just insanely talented. And he's also like a better magician than you might realize.
Yeah.
The breadth of his knowledge is huge. Like there was a trick in the Artist Astonishment series, some Torn or Restored card that I was like, wait a minute, this is Charlie Fry as well. I thought
Yeah.
he was like a juggler or what, you know. He's an incredible magician. And these books, I've not looked at them. I just know what they contain, you know, because I'm familiar with some of the things that's in it. And wow, I mean, yeah.
It's 50 close-up tricks, because that's the other thing is you think of Charlie Fry as a juggler and you don't realize like how he spent time with
Oh, is the
Vernon Miller, Francis. I mean, he spent time with the masters and is wildly creative and talented himself, and he combines that talent as a juggler with this really deep knowledge of magic to make inventive stuff. And it is, if you want to go down a rabbit hole, look up Charlie Fry on Facebook, because during the pandemic he was videotaping little routines in his house, and I mean they're all short films and they're all deeply fooling and so good, and you're just like, how does he?
Where did he come from? How was he made? I have no idea. But it's 300 pages, oversized, hardcover, 1,000 photographs. I mean, it's a beautiful book. It's, yeah, killer.
It's one of those that's like on my list to make sure that it goes in my library.
I should probably buy it. What is it? 75? I might get it right now.
Moving on is Unlock by Mark Elston. Now
Very
this is
cool.
Mark is great. So this is a huge book, 400 pages, and it's not all Mark stuff. He's got contributors. So he's solicited routines from other people, and I mean just 55 chapters. It's huge.
Yeah, this one I've read.
Oh, did
This
you?
one, yeah, I have read this one. The book is like very different. When the layout of it is incredible, it's full color, like the pages are color, you know, like there's just all the pages are not just white, they're like designed in different things. But yeah, there's a million things in here, from tricks to thoughts and essays to things you shouldn't do or should be doing, or business. It's all in there. It's all from Mark's favorite mystery performers, as you might want to call them. And this is a fun book to read. You'll find things that you'll do in this book, but you'll also just like discover new thoughts and ideas as well. It's I guess might be the point of it. Mark's kind of put out stuff like this in the past. Mark's good about like, hey, here's a like a book of all of my favorite resources. You know, like just interesting like lists and things. And this kind of feels like another, maybe his best work when it comes to assembling a lot of cool stuff in one place.
Mark is one of those interesting guys. Whenever we go to Blackpool, I always like to sort of find Mark because he's always got something new and interesting, but he is unbelievably well read. He has arguably one of the biggest private magic libraries that I'm aware of. I mean, it's just talk. I talked to him once about moving, and he's the moving his library was a Herculean feat in and of itself. So,
Mark's awesome. So this is a great book. I hope people checked it out.
And then the last nominee was, this is one that I've actually read, which is John Bannon's Very Hush Hush, off the record, on the QT, and Very Hush Hush. And I actually interviewed John about this book for the podcast, and it's all tricks that require no sleight of hand with a mental bent. And if you're familiar with John Bannon's card work, especially the semi-automatic self-working stuff, the no sleight of hand stuff, it's John is very clever about the construction of that stuff. And the presentations are always engaging and make sense. And it's why he's one of my favorite creators. And so, and this is
Awesome.
full of really, really good stuff. 40
Bannon's the goat. I
yeah.
mean, it's John Bannon. He's the best. So, I mean, I can't imagine this is, I just get it. You know, if you like any of Bannon's tricks, just buy this.
40
We're not trying to sell you. I'm sorry. I'm always like trying to tell you to buy stuff, but like, yeah, no, this is up for Book of the Year. All of these are great. Do you,
And
do we did predictions before, didn't we?
oh yeah, we did do predictions last time. All right, okay.
Yeah, we'll do that
So
as well.
for Book of the Year, I think I've got either Letters from Juan or Charlie Fry. I mean, any one of these could win.
I'm literally buying Charlie Fry right now. Place order, click. Did it. Done.
I also think that like the Parallax could, I think a lot of people, because we sadly lost Max last year, I think that could get
Sure.
a healthy. So I mean, it's a, not to take anything away from Mark, John, about those, but I think that, man, because how often do you see any material from Juan or Charlie Fry? Like,
No, yeah, it's a hard choice.
yeah.
I'd almost I guess I would pick one. I would pick
Okay.
one just because of the thought that went into that project and
Yeah.
like and yeah, I've just got one.
I'm gonna go with Charlie Fry. I'm gonna put my money down on Charlie Fry.
Any of them could win.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So those are Book of the Year. And a pretty wide variety of books too, because let's see, one, two of those were self-published. I think Parallax is also put up by Squash. And then we put out Letters from Juan. So pretty good mix of people. Moving on to Deck of the Year. This is always a fun one.
Yeah.
And the first one we have is the BX Cherries, which is a really cool cherry casino back that I think Murphy's does the cherries.
Yeah, Murphy's does the cherries. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's just the B back design with the cherry design. It's very cool. You also
Yeah.
get the butterfly playing cards, the royal purple ones.
And these are marked, I should say, because we had the Ukrainian deck came out that was butterflies, which are not marked, but this is back to the edge marked deck, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that one was nice. DeLand's Donut Shop. playing cards, also a marked deck.
Really fun design, clever
Might have been the
marking
most fun
system.
one.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
And when you get a brick of them, it comes in like a, even that whole brick is designed to look like a donut box. So
Yeah,
it's
it's
just,
amazing.
yeah.
It's amazing. The Wonka playing cards by Theory 11.
I watched Wonka last night on it because it's on one of the streaming services now, and I need to pick up a deck of these cards because I love what Theory 11 does with the film tie-ins. I love looking through all the court cards and seeing how it did. So I know these are beautiful cards.
I mean, I think we all love Theory's cards. They're hard to chase these days. I'm holding Ninja Turtles at the moment. Hold on, let me get them in focus. There they are.
Oh yeah. Oh, those
There
are
they
cool
are.
cards.
Yeah. So anyway, and then another one from Theory 11, the Yellowstone playing cards. Yellowstone is incredibly popular.
Yeah.
Talk about like a thing that I don't know anything about. Like, I know what it is and who's in it and everything, but like as far as so it's funny that they popped up on this list because of all of the cards that Theory put out last year, Yellowstone was one of their most popular.
Yeah. And again, just like everything from the tuck box to the design to the sort of, the integration from the TV show is just, it's so well thought out and so beautiful. And so I think we're in another situation where anyone could win.
I think it's a little bit more easy to call on this one than the book. The book is so hard because like everybody think of the work that goes into a book, and none of those are nothing. These decks, I mean, are also the same thing, but for me it comes down to DeLand's Donut Shop. I mean, it really does. I mean, it was meant to be. It was meant to be.
I know that we made them. I know that I'm biased, but I'm putting it down on the DeLand Donut deck too. That just it seems like a no-brainer to me because it's fun, the marking system is interesting.
It uses the donuts. I mean, come on. I mean, the original. The DeLand Donuts thing.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to get into like breaking down tricks and talking through stuff here. So we're on to close up trick of the year. So the first nominee is something I know you've done, is Demideck by Angelo Carbone.
This is great. I mean, that's that thing you've seen. It's like a mini close-up illusion. You put a deck of cards into a card case, and then you shove a blade through the center of it, and you break it open, and now your deck is split in half. And then you clamp it back together and take the blade out, and the deck is restored. It's impossible looking, and a mad scientist created it because when you see the construction on this thing, you're like, how was this made? Who thought of this? And it's a masterpiece. It's great.
It's incredibly fooling. He's got a really interesting twist in it where like he puts one of the cards back the wrong direction, which is neat.
There's some nice tricks that are in there with it. I ultimately didn't do any of those because I just think you want to do the thing. But yeah, there's some even further ideas where somebody picks a card and it goes back in the deck and it's the only card that didn't get cut or stuff like that. So yeah.
It's a cool trick. 17 years in the making, and
Can you still buy it?
I think
It's
so.
no, out of stock. This is one
Oh,
I feel like it's
okay.
gonna be a chase item going forward, unless Murphy's remakes some, but
Yeah.
it could be, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. And then up next is Gatekeeper by Craig Petty.
People love it. The people love it. Best based on all sales data and reviews, Gatekeeper is that trick where it's like a bar bet. It can be used in conjunction with Keymaster, Craig's other release, but this is also can be done on its own where it's like a little bar bet where you try to have somebody push a coin through the hole on the coin, the hole that goes on your key ring. Of course, they can't do it. But then you use magic to stretch that hole, and then you drop the key through it or the coin through it and stretch the hole back and hand them the key for examination.
And again, I think one of the interesting things is just that it works with the Keymaster keys. And I think that we are working on like other projects with other people using keys where the same key profile keeps getting used over and over again. So just if you're into everyday carry stuff, having the ability to just like customize your own key routines, and it's an uncut key that you can take to your local hardware store and they can cut it into your house key. So you're going to carry them around anyway. It's
It's
so I it's
wildly
awesome.
visual. It's a great trick. It's no surprise it's on the list.
After that was Impossible Escape by Patricio Terran. This is an amazing solid through solid effect where you have these little cards that look like a jail cell, and you sort of thread them through each other and then secure them with a brass brad, and then they just completely come apart. And the crazy thing is everything's examinable.
The when Cash first showed me his handling of this, I was like destroyed. I had no idea because like the everything examinable part of this is makes no sense when you watch it. So it's just a great handling and some nice props, and it's a fun thing to just kind of carry with you and share every now and then. It's not going to be the biggest piece of magic that you show anybody, but the fooling method on this is why I think a lot of the magicians really liked this trick this year.
I completely agree. There's something about the when you find the method, it's very pleasing, but the art is kind of fun on this. And so it's just, you can carry it around your wallet, your sling bag, whatever it is. And it's just it doesn't read like a card trick,
No.
which is fun too. So it's like, you pull it out and it's almost like you're presenting a puzzle, and then you give it to somebody and they try and do it and they can't. And
It's
the
almost like a layman trick, but the method's too good.
Yeah.
Because like, it'd be a great thing if you were a bartender and you need something quick, like a puzzle type of thing, because the method is too good. It's too
Yeah.
good.
Because there's a moment where your spectator pulls on the cards and they're genuinely locked together. And then when they slide apart, you can immediately hand it out for examination, and there's no way to reconstruct
There's
what
no
happened.
thing. It's amazing.
Great trick. Next up is, I think he's been nominated and won an award every year.
Yeah, this might be true. We should probably know these things, but
Intrication by Dr. Cyril Thomas and Justine Cesari.
insane. I don't even
How does he keep
this
coming up with new rubber band ideas?
and it's gotten to this point now too with this one where it's like, okay, I'm just gonna hold a broken rubber band out, so like it between both of my hands. I want you to, I don't know, put this bottle above it. Okay. And the band just passes straight through the bottle. Or I'm gonna wrap this broken rubber band around your finger, hold it with both hands on both sides, and it just passes through your finger. Right? Like I don't even know where you go from something like this. It's just like impossible rope magic at this point. It's a download, it's $10. People loved it. It's incredible. No surprise that it's on the list.
And it has kind of an interesting backstory too, because Justine Cesari is Cyril's partner, and she's pretty new to magic, and he taught her the method, and then she went out and came up with a whole bunch of other stuff that she contributed to the project. So it's a really cool collaboration between the two as well. And just
It's
kind of
cool.
it's an indication of like where when you're new to magic and you don't know the limitations, you can come up with new ideas that are just incredible.
I'm in a love-hate relationship with everything he does because I'm just, it's, I don't understand.
And last on the list is, no surprise that this is a nominee, is Lucid by Roddy McGee.
This thing's crazy. It's a plastic bag that you can place anything flat, really, but mostly playing cards. You drop them in the bag, they vanish, they appear, they transpose, they teleport. You can do anything you want. It is a bag of tricks that does anything with a playing card or other things. I've put money and stuff in it. Wildly visual. The vanish of this is about as good of a full card vanish that you can do. In magic. So These are incredible. Are they in stock? This is like another one of those things. People ask me all the time. Okay, it's in stock right now.
Okay.
Got you. Oh, only 48 in stock.
Yeah.
People
I might.
always messaging me like, oh, when's it going to be back? Just buy it when it's in stock. Please buy it because these are so hard to make. But anyway,
Yeah.
yeah.
And the not just vanishes and changes, but there's a production that is
Yeah.
really shocking too.
It's incredible stuff.
And all you got to be able to do is just
Shake a bag.
shake a bag. So, all right.
Could
Who you
easily
got on
win.
predictions here?
Oh man,
What's your
it's either Demi-Deck or Lucid. I might go Demi-Deck.
All right. So I've got either Lucid or Intrication. And the only reason I'm putting Intrication in there is because of I've seen the rabid rubber band fan base every year just come in
They're
and
coming out.
the rubber band magicians support each other. Like that is that's like the Beehive or the Swifties. That's I mean, you don't mess around with that group. So I'm gonna put my money on Intrication just because now I'm playing like, magic politics here.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Yep. So, well, we'll see. We'll see. What's up next?
Electronic magic trick of the year. Now, this is one where there's a few of these that I'm not as familiar with.
Sure. Yeah. I know what all of these are, I believe. Yes. I mean, I haven't
Okay.
used two of them,
Yes.
but I am familiar with
Yeah.
what
I'm
they do.
familiar with
So we'll just
four
start
of
with the
them.
start from the top.
First up is Dragonscale. No surprise
Oh,
there.
I've heard of it.
It was a sellout, or not quite a sellout. I think it came close to selling out of Blackpool, but it was very popular in Blackpool. It came out during the Black Friday sale last year. You and I have been working on it for 4 or 5 years now. And
Started, yeah, before like 2019, 2018.
it's a very precise scale that is designed to work with a deck of playing cards that's in a memorized stack like Demonica or Aronson, and you can cut packets off and it knows everything about those packets and sends that information to your phone, your watch, or even an earpiece, and you can do miracles with it, and it can calculate all the mnemonica stuff faster than you can. So it sort of takes a little bit of the mental gymnastics out of memorized deck stuff.
Yeah, it's been a blast to work on. The things that are possible with it are incredible and still being developed all the time. So it's an exciting new electronic device that is going to be around for a while. So yeah, it's no surprise that it's in this category for sure.
And if you want to get a real deep dive on it, I did an interview with Magic Orthodoxy, which I think we'll probably link in the description below. And so you can go to that, and I basically lay the secrets bare for this thing. So check that out. Next up is the Faraday Pad by Infinity.
Yeah, this is a it's a close-up pad that allows for some pretty wild and I'm not familiar with the full breadth of what this thing can actually do, but and like what is revealed, like I also don't know what's revealed about it on the demo, without being able to, I don't want to like say too much about it if it's not there. Let me look real quick. I think it's pretty obvious. It allows you to manipulate like magnetic objects and things like on the pad. So you could like use like some special dice. People could roll them, but they're always going to end up in the way that you want them, or you can change them, or you can. There's a lot of like ways to animate things on the top of this pad.
I think it's fair to say that the way they named it, Faraday, is
Sure.
you're dealing with sort of electronic fields or electromagnetic fields.
Yeah, I'm trying to
And
see if it says it anywhere on this ad page here, but yeah.
it doesn't,
Okay.
but it talks about creating impossible balances, controlling
Yeah.
dice rolls, moving objects, and all by remote control, which is, I think that that's pretty interesting because in the
I've got
past, you had to like strap a giant, secret device to your elbow or your knee and like manipulate where stuff was. But here you can kind of set stuff up on a pad and then activate and deactivate the device to do these things, which is,
Yeah. This
yeah.
I totally agree with you. It's like, you know what, these things, this one's so well made. Like when you look at it, it's I think TCC made the
Yes.
pad and somebody else made the device or something, but these are those things that like 5 years from now, I don't, we don't even know what these things do yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just want to make sure if you get something like this, like Dragon Scale or whatever, that it's well made and that it's going to last you. And this is all of those things. It's got great reviews. And yeah, I don't even know what I would begin to do with it, but you can probably put together like a Fizomax with this type of thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. This is a tool that someone is going to do amazing things with. And the fact that it's like sort of all encompassed in like one pad, so you're not like having to like build stuff into a table or like, walk up and secretly connect things. It's just a nice,
Yeah.
it's pretty neat. So let's move on to the next thing here, which is Interceptor by Mario Goni.
Yeah, he's always putting out fun different ways of doing like electronic tricks. I mean, it's not really, it's an app as far as I remember, that allows you to do a card at number.
Yeah.
That's super fair. And
They
yeah.
tell you in the ad copy that this is it uses playing card object detection. So it's, we have supercomputers in our pockets now. So it's this thing is doing some crazy calculations. And
He's always ahead of the curve on like interesting methods with not only just electronics but apps. So I've not used it, but I can only imagine. I mean, if it made this list, that means a lot of people liked it and a lot of people picked it up. So
I think that
card at number.
the main thing is that it uses regular decks of cards, because I think people have done stuff like this with, those fancy decks that have RFID chips in each card,
Yeah, it's not
and
that.
it's no, it's using a regular deck, which is like it's I don't know, we live in the future, man. I mean, like we're doing magic like the Jetsons.
No doubt.
After that is something I've seen you do. I actually saw you do it a couple days ago in your show. It's pretty
That's
neat. This is le
Leviosa
Yep.
by Yao Miranda and Julio Montoro. This trick's stupid in a good way. Card is selected, goes back in the deck. You put the deck on the floor, and you do a very, like a rather incredible haunted deck style thing where the selected card flies out of the deck. The deck cuts itself, and the card flies out. And you pick up the card, and you stand up and reveal the card is the correct one. And then that's not all. You hold your hand over the deck that is still on the floor, and the deck floats up to your hand. And yeah, it's completely, it's insane. It's a stupid trick. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Crazy electronic device. The work that went into getting this to made was had to have been wild. Yeah, incredible trick. I do it at the end of my multiple selection at the moment.
It's the stuff that João Miranda does is always the engineering feats he is able to cram into these tiny, tiny devices and work reliably. Which is
Yeah.
I think that's the insane part.
I gotta think I might be one of the people that has like road tested this thing the most at this point, because it's not just been like I do it here and there at a gig. It like I do it at my shows, but then it goes into my showcase, right? Like
Yeah.
I let the battery drain on it in my closet. I pick it up 3 weeks later. It's, I haven't taken the best care of it, is my point.
Yeah.
And it's going strong. So I also haven't changed the thread, knock, knock, yet this year. I think the last time was maybe November. So,
Okay. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, pretty ringing endorsement for it. And it's one of those things that if you're going to do something like this, it's well worth it. You put in the time to get it right, and it looks great.
It's wild. It's a fun thing. Yeah.
The
This is
last
a
thing,
tough category. Oh, is there one
well,
more?
there's one more, which is this thing is
Oh,
bonkers.
insane.
This is,
This might be the winner.
yeah,
I feel.
X-Lite by Kingsley Zhu.
How
And
much is this thing? $150.
I can't believe it's $150. I think I might buy it.
I love this thing.
So you have a wand, like a Harry Pottery wand that lights up at the end. And you sort of swish it around, and then you point at your hand, and then you wave upward in like a very graceful, like Wingardium Leviosa type thing. Not referencing the John Miranda trick, but the Harry Potter thing. And then a feather appears hovering in midair from the tip of the wand. Like, not like, oh, it just suddenly appears. Like, you almost draw the feather in midair, and it levitates. It's just like,
It's incredible looking.
what?
Totally incredible looking.
Yeah, go. If you go to the voting section, do yourself a favor and watch this demo, because it is like
It's a
nothing you've ever seen.
yeah, it's definitely like a trick you've seen on Instagram or TikTok or something like that, and you had no idea what it was. And if you see this, you might be, I did see this, because it looks like a movie effect. It's crazy.
It is a movie effect.
Yeah. Do I have to buy this thing too? I like some of these things. I get nervous, like they're just not going to exist, 10 years. I mean, I have no use for it. I shouldn't buy it. Maybe I should. I don't
Well, and
know.
there's some stuff you can do with silks. There's some vanishes, some productions. I mean, this is like,
God, if you did like Ren fairs or like,
oh,
I
yeah.
mean, like, or if you're trying to do any sort of themed thing for kids or like, jeez, it's so good.
Yeah, it's all right. So we got Dragon Scale, Faraday Pad, Interceptor, Leviosa, X-Lite. What do you th wh who what's your prediction here?
Yeah, because like I've worked too hard on Dragon Scale, and the other thing is I've performed Leviosa a million times, and then you got X-Lite, which I just know is like, yeah, I'm gonna vote that the people vote Leviosa. That's what I think is gonna win.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. There's too many people who are too happy with Leviosa that will get behind a Zhao Miranda product. That I think Leviosa is going to be the winner.
X-Lite might be sneaky. I don't know.
It could be. I don't.
I don't know if a lot of people have it or have used it. I don't know. I mean, I know we sold a good amount of them, but I have not, I don't know who owns it.
All right. Moving on to Parlor Trick of the Year. This one, I think, this is a little bit of a crazy category. Because Parlor lives in that weird world where, like, there's a lot of like semi pros and pros that are doing it. There's not a lot of, I think the sort of hobbyist magician doesn't really live in the Parlor world. So this could scatter a million different ways. But let's get
Yeah,
into the nominees.
and these tricks could be in other categories as well. Like
Yeah.
it's so yeah.
Yeah. So the first nominee is Hook by Eric Ross. It's been around
Crazy.
for a while, but was re-released last year.
It's a fish
And
hook roulette that goes in your mouth.
oof. This is I know a lot of people that do this, and this one's been on TV, and
This should be a trick that nobody should do because it should be too dangerous, right?
but
But the
Eric's
method's too good.
The method's too good, and Eric has really done this homework and figured it out. So,
Oh, and I guess this is another thing is like we did put like some of these tricks are re-releases, but
yes.
that's okay. They got a new release last year, so there's a few of these on the awards. So just to clarify, I think we went down that road.
And I think the other thing that we sort of, as we were looking at these when we did the re-release, it's also got like new instructional materials. So there's lots of like new information that you're
Yeah,
getting with some of these.
and a lot of times you just couldn't buy it. You know, it's not like
Yeah.
you were, it's not like it was even available
Yeah.
before last year. Like, I don't know the last time you could buy it. So
So,
incredible.
incredible.
Yeah.
Next up is the amazing Jonathan's Knife Through Arm,
Amazing.
which.
I mean, it's been available before through Jonathan. This is that illusion that he was very famous for doing, where he shoves a giant butcher knife into his forearm and bleeds all over the stage, but then magically heals himself. The great thing about this is that there's been knockoffs of that product, not knockoffs, but just like really bad versions of it that
Yeah.
don't look good. Jonathan took his time to create the perfect knife, and this knife is exactly to his specifications. We worked with him before he passed on this, so we have it's incredible. This is one of those I tell people, if you have any interest at all, pick it up before you can't anymore, because this will last you a lifetime.
And the instructions come with Dan Harlan and Dan Harlan's personal blood recipe, and
Not
which
his
is
actual blood, but
no,
like, yeah.
his stage blood recipe. And I
Yes.
think this is like one of those things where when you're talking about products and like completeness, Dan tells you how to maintain the knife because this is a real stage prop that you want to last a lifetime. I mean, it's the Cadillac of knife through arms.
No doubt.
And so understanding not just how to perform with it, but then maintain the knife afterwards so that it's always working, doesn't rust. Like that's what you're getting here. Speaking of
Yeah.
Dan, he is also a nominee. This is My Word by Dan Harlan, which
Incredible.
I know you worked on this a lot.
Yeah, it's a crossword puzzle book that allows for like a multi-phase mind reading routine, where you can have somebody think of any word on any page, or any puzzle, any word in any puzzle on any page, and you can tell them what word they're thinking of. You can take it a step further and have them name, or basically look at any word in an answer key at the back of the book, and you just know what word they're thinking of. And it's so easy. There's no memorization required, and it's Dan, so the routines are solid and make a lot of sense.
Books got all kinds of hidden cribs on it, so
Yeah,
like
it's amazing. I Dan has performed this in his show for a long time. He released this, I forget, maybe in the 90s. So it's a little bit of an older thing, but you haven't been able to get it for a long time. So great, great trip.
And it's custom printed on a like a nice book, and it used to be that like you could get it from Dan, but you'd have to go find your own copy, like your own crossword puzzle book that would work, and then like do all this sort of arts and crafts stuff yourself. But we've taken care of all of that. So,
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great piece of magic.
after that, his second time appearing as a nominee, and I'm a huge fan of this, On Edge by Angelo Carbone. You build a card castle, and then you start to methodically remove cards from the bottom, and then it is balancing on basically just two playing cards and one single point, and then you knock the cards down and they all just come tumbling down. So it's a really, for my money, one of the best balancing effects, not just on the market, but that has been performed.
Yeah, I think so too. You're just fooled when you watch this, so I'm not shocked it's on this list. I know a lot of people are excited for its release, myself included. And well deserved to be on the list.
And this was one of those things that was available, but you had to get it directly from Angelo, and
Right.
it was
Much more
pricey.
expensive.
Yeah, she had to hand make everything.
Yeah.
So, and the tutorial and the way they teach this, I think I've highlighted in the past, is it's pretty great because you get a performance set, but you also get a practice set. So you're kind of getting, when you buy it, you get it twice. And Javier Flunemeyer just did a fantastic job teaching it. So really good. And after that is another Penguin release that we were that I know you and I worked on that was a lot of fun, which is Poker Face by Bill Abbott.
It's a tossed out deck routine. It's Bill's like signature tossed out deck routine. And if you've ever seen Bill do tossed out deck, you say to yourself, damn, I want to do that.
Yes.
Because it is so good. It's so much fun with four or five people on stage. I can't remember how many people he gets up there, but it's he's put a lot, you know, this is a lifetimes of work, a lot lifetimes of performance experience on this routine, and that's what you'll get, the gimmick deck and Bill's routine, and it's excellent. So yeah.
And I think what makes this so dramatically different from other tossed out decks is you're not throwing the deck through the audience. You bring people up on stage. And so
Yeah.
if you're looking for that moment to have your show be fairly minimal in props, but really make it look like it's playing big, this is the ticket. Like that's what Bill has figured out, and a way to do it that it makes sense, and a cohesive presentation that all gets together. It's great trick.
It's so good. So good.
All right. Who you got for this one?
Well, I know what I would vote. I would honestly vote Poker Face because of it's just the perfect parlor trick. You know, like if I'm gonna vote for category and quality of effect and all that, I'm like, man, Poker Face all day. Is it gonna win?
So,
I feel like the Angelo Carbone hype machine is real,
yeah.
so I think On Edge could win. But man, I'm gonna put my confidence out there that the people will do right by Mr. Abbott and vote Poker Face Parlor Trick of the Year.
So I have the same thought process as you, but for a different trick. For me, it's My Word by Dan Harlan, because I know how strong that effect is, how well routined it is. And the book, it's another one of the, it's in the same category as Poker Face, where pack small, but you can play huge with it. And I think the people might get behind Dan. I think a swarm of mentalists will come out, which is the most terrifying phrase I've ever heard, a swarm of mentalists. But I think that On Edge is going to win.
Mentalism trick of the year coming up
Speaking of
here.
which.
Yes, here are the slew of mentalists. Starting with 52 Stunner by Juan Capilla.
This one was a sleeper hit, I think. I know a lot of people who do this now.
It's a fun trick where somebody selects a card, and it's got the 52 card two on one card gimmick involved. Where would you be impressed if this is your card? And like you show the 52 on one card, but when they look a little closer, the card that they chose is kind of upjogged from the spread on the 52 on one card. So that's nice. And then they're asked to just think of any card that they see on the 52 on one card. And they do, and then you tell them what card they're thinking of. So
It's
it's a very direct mind reading effect at the end of it.
And a really clever use of the 52-on-1 gimmick to turn it from a gag into an actual, like, pretty solid mind reading effect, like very direct. So, Juan Capilla has created some really neat stuff, and so I'm excited to see him get nominated and get his name a little bit wider recognition, so that people can just sort of experience more of his magic.
Up next was Dex by Lloyd Barnes and Javier
Cool index for a deck of cards, for 48 cards. You can do all 52 if you want, but I think the big sort of revelation here is not just how they put the cards together in an index that can be in your front pants pocket, unlike jeans, but the fact that the cards are not folded, because there's been other systems like this where all of the cards are folded, or they're using sort of mispipped cards. And with this, it's just, you've got the entire deck at your fingertips, and you can pretty quickly get that card into play.
Yeah, so you can have somebody name any card, and you can be way ahead of them, pulling that card out and present it as a prediction. Or you know a lot of things with a card index. You can do miracles with a card index, but when it comes to mental magic with cards, it's particularly strong.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think one of the more powerful moments in the trailer, and I think this is what happens, is he does the trick, he's walking away, and he's sort of like talking to the camera about what happened. And then another group like approaches him, and he does it again almost immediately. And so you kind of get to see how like real world practical with like no reset time that this particular index is. And I'm like 90% sure that's what happens. And that's a pretty powerful testament to the thought and care that Lloyd and Javier went to in putting the project
Yeah,
together.
this is a product that had a lot of hype. A lot of hype. A lot of people were excited about it, myself included. I picked it up. I feel like nobody had bought a index in a long time, or maybe it was like a new thing for a lot of people or something. So, yeah, no surprise that it's here on the list. Up next is Discovery by Spooky Nyman.
This is a trick where you have six different poker chips that have are numbered very clearly, one through six. You mix them up and you put one in your pocket, and then with the rest of the remaining chips in your hand, your audience freely names any one of the numbers, and then you reveal that the number they name is the one that they that you put in your pocket. Sold out at Blackpool. Great method, really pleasing method, super direct. And there's a new handling that's actually up that both Spooky and his father, Andy, really like and have started using that has an instant reset. So you can do the trick immediately again.
Really fun trick. I got kind of hooked on this trick earlier this year. I love the method on it. If you watch it, you can't know the method. It's just no way to know how that trick works
Especially because if you go, oh,
and
I
be
think
sure
this is
about it.
what it is,
Yeah,
and like
no.
you try and make it yourself, you will discover that what you think is kind of impossible to do.
Very cool trick. I was glad to see it on the list. Executive Pad by Dennis Alm and Dick Barry.
Fantastic. Add a number pad, allows you to force numbers, words, lists. Whatever. This is one of those things that's been around for a while, but it was redesigned and redesigned with intention so that it kind of looks like a nice leather pad you'd pick up in a hotel. But to refill this in the past was super difficult, and you had to like it cuts it wasn't just cut paper up, but it was cut paper to like a specific size, and it was terrible. And this is now intentionally designed so that you can take a regular 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, cut it into three pieces, and that's your refill. So you steal a ream of copy paper from work, and you've got infinite supplies for this.
Yeah, I mean, it allows you to switch signed pieces of information. It's like, Eric, you signed this thing. Yeah, this is what you said it was. And nope, it's not what you said it was. But it's got your signature on it, right? Like, it's crazy. The out to lunch stuff on this is wild as well. It's got a very robust instructional video with Craig Petty and Doc Hilford and myself as well. It's a cool product. And last but not least, Predictions by Roddy McGee.
This is such a charming trick. You bring out a prediction, and you show that there's a bunch of like cards that your kids or your nieces and nephews have drawn for you because they've made you a deck of cards. And somebody freely names a card, and the one prediction you haven't shown ends up being the exact card that your child predicted would be there. Comes with a brilliant gaff deck. And it's kind of a presentation for Touch by Paul Curry, an effect that you worked on, but just wrapped up in this charming package that is every audience is going to love because it's just really cute and charming. And
Everybody loves this trick.
I know I keep saying charming over and over again, but like it is the epitome of charming magic.
Roddy has a long list of great effects at this point, and this one's high up on that list. Might not be the one that you would be like, oh, I have to have that one, because some of them are like very, very exciting. But this one is like a sleeper, always hits, always gets a react. Like, great, great, great trick. So.
This is one of those things that you like throw on your mantle at home. Like, even if you're not doing it for real and you just like you have it in kind of an interesting place where someone asks, about it, you can then go into this really strong effect. And it's just built in kind of wherever. So great, great mentalism trick. Who do you got for this? What's your prediction for the mentalism category?
I think the winner is going to be, man, category. There's no clear winners in any of these categories this year.
No.
I feel like in the past I was able to be like, nope, this will win. This one, I'd almost have to say that I might say 52 stunner takes
Yeah.
this year. Yeah, it might.
I kind of, I don't know, I think the hype behind Dex and it kind of lived up to it was, I think it's Dex. I think the people are going to get behind Dex.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could also see predictions winning. So,
I could see predictions winning, and I could even see Discovery winning, because like so many people loved it at Blackpool that it was
sure.
just and you know, Executive Pad's another one of those where, yeah, any
Yeah,
one
no,
of them
I
could be it. So
could do
yeah.
it.
All right. Now we're on to money trick of the year. I'm glad we have this as a category, because I think that like money in and of itself is one of those things that is a very specialized category, just like card tricks. And in past years, it's just sort of gotten lumped into like close-up trick or partner trick. And so being
Sure.
able to separate it out is kind of neat, because there's some cool stuff in here. And first up is Ghost Coin by Nathan Kranzo.
This is an awesome trick.
Great utility device.
it's a coin vanish of or of a half dollar. It has to be a half dollar. It's how the gimmick's made. But you put a half dollar in your hand and it just disappears. And there's lots of ways to use this thing. I've shown this to magicians, they'd always say, wait a minute, is that just a this? And you say, yeah. And then you show it to them and they go, oh, wow, wait a minute, that's way nicer than I had cooked up in my head. And they would just buy it instantly. Super nice. I'd love this trick. And I'm glad to see it on the list because, yeah, it's an old idea, but you haven't been able to buy one that's this nice. So.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And you know, there's some good routines on there too. I mean, Kranzo is he's a real
Oh,
worker. So you
yeah.
like even if you have an idea of what you're already going to do with this, it's worth learning those routines, because you'll get some good stuff out of it. Next up is Liquid Cash by Henry Harrius.
It's a fun download where you just kind of have some bills, you fold them in half, kind of like, I don't know how you say it, but the long way, and then you kind of link them together so one's trapped inside of another, but it just passes through. It's one of those bill through bill illusions.
Yeah. You know, it's
It's
Henry, so you know it's clever.
I mean it's impromptu, the bills are borrowed, nothing's I'll read the ad copy here. 100% impromptu, all bills are borrowed, nothing is added or stolen away, perform with any currency, you can use two different color bills, instantly hand out both bills after the effect. So I've not seen the method on this, but I'm sure it's incredible. If it's Henry Harrius and it's on this list, it's probably great. So
After that, we've got Melt by Biz.
I remember this.
Yeah.
We looked at this,
This is a wild
and
one.
yeah, I forget the method. Hold on, I'm literally watching the. Oh yeah, I'm fooled. So you put the coin on top of the card box and it melts through the card box and through the cellophane as well, somehow. I don't even remember the method. I did watch the method at one point,
Yeah.
and it can be done with a signed coin as well, which is pretty crazy. Man, how the hell does this work?
Yeah, because when you watch it, like
Oh
that cellophane's
man.
coming off the wrong way. And what's cool is the coin can be signed.
Oh, right. The cellophane goes over the top of the box so that you can't even get it in through the top of the box. Man, how
Yeah.
does this work? I
Yeah.
forget.
Yeah. Yeah, because that cellophane is reversed, which is
Right.
pretty interesting.
Right.
So Biz is, it's
Yeah, I don't know. I see Cameron Francis's quote on here. Holy hell, I have no idea how that works. I'm with you, Cameron. I forget. Any coin, any deck, no duplicate coin. It can be signed. It's easier than you think. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Amazing.
I mean, it's we don't get fooled as often these days, but when you see something like that, you're just like,
Yeah,
okay.
looks
Also,
perfect.
it's $15.
Yeah, I think you
Like,
make it yourself.
yeah.
So.
Which is nice. So that, and then after this is like one of my favorites, Super Sucker by Rizky Nanda. This was,
Great.
man, this one, like, this is a hard-hitting trick that you.
A lot of people doing this trick.
Yeah, I mean, our buddy Magic Ballet is doing it. I'm doing it in my restaurant. I know you knocked it out of the park. I mean, like, you had runaway crazy reactions with this. It was like hard to follow, right?
I don't know, must have been something about the time of year. I'm not sure. But yeah, a lot of people are it's you produce a core a nickel from behind somebody's ear, and then you shake the nickel, it changes into like a red ball, but it's not because you take out a little stick, you stick the stick to the red ball and you realize it's a lollipop, and then you shake it and it changes into a wrapped lollipop. So it's just a great sequence of fun magic from Rizky Nanda.
And the great thing is the lollipops you're handing out are real. So the gimmick
Yeah.
just comes right away, and then you can just go to your next table. I do this all the time in my restaurant gigs when there's like kids show up, and it's just a really fun way to hand out a lollipop and just fun piece of magic. Really good.
Yep, I always love having this one in my pocket.
Yeah. Then after that is Hancock Change by Kyle Purnell.
Man, I
This
thought
is.
this, yeah, go for it.
So this is so you're probably thinking of the Hancock effect,
Right.
which is
Oh, wow.
Kyle's moving ink effect, but that's not what this is. This is a bill change. This is a 1 to 100 bill change that is super duper visual. Kyle just kind of works and works and works at concepts until it looks perfect, and he's a worker. He's got a restaurant. He's got a gig in a bar restaurant that he's doing stuff like this. And I don't know, you can't know how this works
I know, I'm
because
looking at it right now and I'm just like, what is happening?
you fold the one up and you just like rub down the bill. And it like, there's a moment where you see the one and you see the hundred. I mean, it's a visual, like if you were going to do real magic, like that's what this would look like.
Yeah, and it's just a download, so you could pick it up and start learning it right away. It probably works only with American money, perform
I
with international currency, exception of polymer notes. No gimmicks, little preparation, easy and reliable method, designed for live performance, but looks great on camera. I cannot disagree with him there, that is for sure. Looks amazing.
And Kyle's a great teacher, so
Yeah.
you'll be learning this in no time. So, all right. All right,
Wow.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I think it's Super Sucker. I'm voting Super
Yeah.
Sucker. I think it's Super Sucker. I think there were too many people who were too happy with Super Sucker that just like instantly understood the power of that kind of a handout and being able to just have a pocket full of lollipops and a simple gimmick that you could just bring a lot of joy with. So
Yeah. This might be yeah, this might
I
be
think
the easier category. I think you're
Super
right.
Sucker is the runaway.
I think it's Super Sucker. A lot. Everybody loves it. Everybody I've talked to loves that trick. So
All right, we're on to one of my favorite categories, card trick of the year. You want to take us through it?
sure. Envelope 2.0 by Brandon David and Chris Turchie. This trick's sledgehammer. You take a signed card. You put it. You have an envelope. You get it examined. You put it in your pocket. There's nothing in it. Then you have somebody choose a card. They sign it. The card goes into the deck, and you say, "I'm going to make the card vanish from the deck and reappear in the envelope in my pocket." And then, in a blink, the deck vanishes and changes into the envelope. And then, in the envelope is the signed card, and in your pocket is the deck of cards. And it's the easiest stupid thing to do. It's such a strong trick. Envelope 2.0. It's amazing.
I guess one of the sort of couple of highlights is it's very similar to the original, except that there's been like lots of little quality of life improvements. So like it's made of Tyvek now, it's thinner, there's magnets involved to keep everything sort of aligned. It's got an additional phase where you can sort of show the deck is still in play.
Yeah, and again, you couldn't buy the original. It's been out of stock for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
and it's some cool thing. It's great. It's really good.
Yeah.
Pow by Eric Casey.
Ooh.
That's it.
This
Doing a
is
packet trick. Show the cards. Black, red, black, red, black, red. You know, the six of them. And you just, in a spread, you show them. I mean, and you can show them full face as well, which is really cool. And then you just square them up, give them a shake, and they separate out. Black, 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 red, red, red. And
Show the
then
full faces, full backs. You can immediately have the cards mix again if you want.
that's it. There's no just no time in between. Just mix, unseparate, or separate, whatever. It's a miracle. Miracle little packet trick. And I don't know how the hell he came up with it.
A lot of people doing this trick in their shows online. Great handlings out there, and just super easy. All you got to be able to do is spread a packet. So,
That's it. It's almost too easy. It's one of those like sometimes I like to work a little bit, but
I whenever I host shows at P3, I always close the show with
that's right.
this.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
right. I, yeah.
it's a fun trick, and when you see it, you're gonna want to do it.
Cartoon Remastered by Dan Harlan. This was re-released last year with some modified art and a new back design as well. And again, just hasn't been, like Dan hasn't taught this thing on video in maybe, I don't think ever,
Yeah.
which is crazy. If people don't realize, Dan created that cartoon, the cartoon trick. I mean, this is just a hard one to have in the category because it's historically maybe the best card trick ever based on sales and reviews. I think it's the most sold card trick of all time.
Yeah.
It's weird to think that it won't win the category, but yeah.
Some strong tricks in here, though. So, fantastic trick. I really like the thought process behind the updated art. It gives you like a little extra moment where you can sort of show the rabbit out of the hat, the changing into the card. It's a lot more clear as to where stuff is, and just one of those like. It's a little in the same category as Envelope 2.0, where if you have the original, you will appreciate the quality of life improvements that Dan has made to all of the artwork and all of the thought process around it, where it's minor touches that make big differences.
Yeah, it was also made in jumbo last year as well. I guess that's worth mentioning, but not
Yeah.
on the list. Defaced by Martin Briesas.
I worked on this one. This is one of those fully gimmicked decks that has a big routine. You show a blue deck of cards, you have a card selected, you turn over the top card, and the rest of the deck turns face up, except for the selected card. You then show that the selected card is red, and you show that the blue deck has transformed to red, and then you show that the card that they picked is the only one they could have picked because then all of the faces are blank. This one is so fun to do. You just have to learn the choreography, and the cards do all the work for you. Martin is, I mean, arguably one of my favorite creators. I've gotten to work on a number of his products now, and it's, if you're going to have a deck of cards that is entirely gaffed to do just one thing, it better be a full routine and a great routine. And Defaced is one of the best, as far as I'm concerned, like in that sort of world. And it's a strong contender. A lot of people like this trick.
Yeah, a lot of people really did like to face this year. And last but not least, we have Hip Pocket Mullica Wallet by Tim Trono, which is Tim's it was released a while ago, but even the design has changed from now and then. His redesign of the redesign of the Mullica Wallet, which is just incredible. This is one of the nicer things that I think feel like we've ever produced here at Penguin. It's basically a card vanishes from the deck. It can be signed and then reappears inside your wallet, inside a secret compartment, inside of a zipper.
Yeah.
It's awesome and hard-hitting professional caliber magic. Really, really, really good. Wow, this category is super hard.
Yeah. So cool stuff with the Hip Pocket Mullica. Just hasn't been available in a while, so it's nice to see it back out there. I think there's some small things like you can even show a card in the into your wallet before you do a signed card to the possible location. And so this is, you know, it's and it's a no palm card to wallet, which is another like, you know, I think I know
Oh,
there's
yeah, no
people out there
palming.
who are like they're still working on palming or they're not comfortable with it, but they want to do card to pocket or card to wallet, and it's a great one.
You
So,
know, very much unlike the money category, this category, all tricks
yeah.
have cases to win. I gotta think the people are gonna vote for Envelope. I would personally vote for the Mullica Wallet.
I think people are going to vote for POW. I would personally vote for Defaced.
You might be right. You might be right
Yeah,
on
because
POW.
I think a lot of people really like POW. And you know, when you get the cards and you see everything that kind of went together, you sort of sit back and go, "Wow, Eric Casey spent way too much time with a roughing stick and eight cards." Let's get to we're sort of in the tail end here. This is the last category, and this is a big one. Magic Creator of the Year.
Yeah, this was a everybody loved this award. This was another one of the unique awards that I'm glad got to keep through. But yeah, we have some nominees here. Oh, we'll trade. So Craig Petty is first up here. This year he had a best-selling trick, Gatekeeper. He also released Lucky Lotto, EDC, and contributed to a lot of projects. Like Craig's on all sorts of stuff, but specifically McCann by Matt Mello and Capsize by Seth Race.
Yeah, he had just an avalanche of products. I mean, the man doesn't sleep.
No, but actually doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
Craig, you should get some rest.
And you know, and on top of putting out all those tricks, he also produced an unreal amount of content for Craig Petty's Magic TV on YouTube.
I don't know how he does it. I really don't.
And he was supporting Ryland through AGT. So, ugh,
No
like,
clue. No clue.
man's a machine. After that, Dan Harlan is on here as Creator of the Year. Good to see Dan on here. Arguably taught more magic on video than any other human being ever has or ever will. He updated Cartoon, so it's available in the brand new artwork, and then the poker, the parlor size in addition to the poker size, which had never been available before, which is pretty exciting. And then he had some great everyday carry stuff and stand-up magic because he had Ritual, which I know a lot of people liked. Shout out to our buddy up in Erie, Pennsylvania, who's wearing it every day. And then Cryptic Cookie, another like really fun routine that kind of is like a blast from the past from Dan, but he's got some updated handlings. And My Word came out. And then he was also involved in a number of other projects as well that came out last year. So, you know, Dan continues to be one of the goats.
Yeah, it's hard. Obviously, Magic Creator of the Year, Dan Harlan. But, you know, if we ever get into discussions of like greatest creators of all time, Dan will also be on that list. And yeah, shout out to Ron out there in Erie with Ritual. I watched him do it a few times with some people last time I was there.
Yeah. He's good at it too, which is
Oh
nice.
yeah. Juan Tamariz, ever heard of him?
Who? Just
Probably the
I
most respected magician in all of magic, released this 6-part book series, which is just, I think that's really all the only reason he's on the list is just for the with the books, which is many, many, many tricks. That was a very ambitious project, and I think we're all thankful that Juan put it out. So yeah, that's why Juan's on this year's list.
Then after one is I, and I am so glad to see this name on here, Rizgi Nanda, underground creative force. I mean, we keep seeing tons of stuff from him. So Super Sucker was his, but he also had Transporter Card, and I think you just got to keep seeing Rizgi's name pop up over and over again throughout the
Well,
years.
we're looking at a list here. Like Transporter Card was something that we put out, but I'm pretty sure Rizky had other releases this year as well,
Oh, yeah.
that he self-published on Penguin. So he's one of those that you can go down the Rizky Nanda rabbit hole, and if you pop his name in Penguin, he's got all sorts of crazy tricks. They've all got amazing methods.
And
The bending machine is one of my favorites,
yeah.
but not he didn't come up with it this year. But yeah, I'm glad to see his name on the list.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that, like, here's a creator from abroad, and just really, really cool to see the kind of magic that's happening sort of around the world and with these underground creators, and getting an underground creator into a list with luminaries like Dan Harlan, Juan Tamarez, and titans of the current industry like Craig Petty is just, I mean, that's a testament to how good Rizki is.
Yeah. And last but not least, Mr. Rowdy Roddy McGee.
A rowdy, rowdy.
He released Lucid, Mini Book Pro, Predictions this year. Some of these tricks, specifically Lucid and Predictions, are nominated in different categories. I mean, those are two of Roddy's best tricks ever, which is saying something because he's put out a lot of great tricks. So no surprise that he is also on this list. Who do you got? That's tough.
It is tough because, like, the Craig Petty machine and fan base is, you know, we need a name for the Craig Petty fans. I think we need the, like, you know, the we gotta figure out, like, what is the collective noun for Craig Petty fans?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm gonna have to come up. I'll have to think about that for a bit, but yeah.
Craig is a very strong creator. So I think that, I mean, it's a well-deserved reputation.
Yeah, he's gonna be on this list next year as well because, it's just a matter of like production times with the things that he has. Last year there could have been, I mean, this year what has come out? Mind Blocks. I feel like there's something else that even came out, but it's going to be never stopping with him. So yeah.
But I also think Roddy has a pretty solid shot at it because there's, I mean, you know, when we go to Blackpool, people come up and go, all right, what's the newest Roddy trick? Like, people will come to the booth asking for the latest Roddy McGee trick. And
Yeah.
because Roddy's a worker, Roddy's figured that stuff out. They're always charming, weird, interesting effects. And Roddy has a lot of fans. Who know how good his stuff is. So I think Roddy's a strong candidate as well.
I think Roddy's probably going to win, but I want to. I'd love to see the underdog Rizky get some votes there.
I'm in the same boat. I think it's
It's
neck
like
and neck between Craig and Roddy, but I would
Titans
love
of
to.
Magic and Rizky Nanda. Let's get him. Let's get my guy some votes.
The last thing that we haven't talked about yet is Trick of the Year, which we're
Oh,
doing
sure.
differently this year. Because it
Yeah.
used to be we broke things out into, like, different, like, you know, categories, and then we had Trick of the Year as just like the free for all. This time, there is going to be a Trick of the Year that is sort of picked out of the other categories.
Yeah, it's just anything that was named here today is eligible for Trick of the Year.
So
So
that's a big list.
I mean, yeah, I think it's going to end up somewhere in the Leviosa slash Envelope slash Mullica slash Dragon Scale slash, man, like Demideck,
I'm just gonna go ahead and say it.
Lucid.
I think Lucid wins.
Can see it.
I think Lucid, hands down, wins Trick of the Year. If it's not Lucid, it's On Edge. It's one of those two, because they're both groundbreaking methods. They're both brilliantly taught, and they're both mind-blowingly popular with lots of people wanting them. So I think it's Lucid, because I think that there's a it's been people have been asking about it over and over again for years now. But On Edge is a very, very strong contender, and Angelo has a great reputation, which is well deserved. So it's, you know,
I think,
if I was a betting man, I'd put money on both of those.
yeah, I guess if I had to put money, Lucid is it. Looking at this, just it just covers too wide of a base. I think number two could be, yeah, I can't even say number two. I have no idea. I'm just gonna say Lucid and call it a day. Oof.
Well, so stick around, not just here, but like pay attention, because the voting is going to be open until midnight on March 29th, and then awards will be announced in a YouTube live premiere on April 19th. And then I think the most exciting thing is this is the first year that we're sending out real awards
It's
to the
true.
winners. So
Oh, you know what else? I didn't really think about this, but I'll have to send this email out today because obviously we don't know who won, right? Because none of the voting is done yet. But there's no reason that we even need to know who won, right? Because it's being handled by other people at this point. So when we film, when we open the envelope or whatever, it would be genuinely us finding out for the first time, right?
Yeah, that's
I
exciting.
think that's possible. I think. I don't think I need we need to know
No,
until.
I think we should be genuinely surprised. We
Yeah,
should
I'll send that out. That's interesting because I.
be real award show hosts for a change.
Yeah,
We
that would
don't
be
we won't
fun.
have to act.
Yeah, because I think we're reading it this year. I can't. I can't remember.
Yes.
I'm not in charge, which is great. So it's great.
Well, that's it. I mean, this has been a long episode because we broke down a lot of stuff. So next week we'll get back to the interviews and some other fun stuff that we got planned for you. Because and hopefully next week we had a lot of people. You know, last week we put the challenge out. Hey, what tricks should I do in the restaurant?
Oh, did you get some?
I got an avalanche of stuff
Oh,
from
no.
people. So I'm in House of Cards this week, so I'm not going to be able to do that. But I'm going to pick one or two, and I'm going to put them in my shopping cart, and we'll be able to start responding to that. And a lot of people have been asking some interesting questions for some things that we're going to talk about. So looking forward to continuing to have those suggestions roll in for Nick and I's discussion. And next week we're going to have an interview with Chris Hanawell.
Ooh. Oh, I
Yeah.
bought a trick. I bought a trick
Oh, did you
about
buy a
this
trick?
one. Yeah. Our friend Alexander Marsh is hot.
Oh.
Bought a trick. I haven't done it yet. I haven't watched the video yet,
Yeah.
but maybe I'll give a little a little breakdown of what I think of it next week or something too as well.
That's awesome. All right, Nick, thanks so much for being here, and thanks to all of you for listening, and we'll see you next time.